Welcome to worship this morning. You'll notice two things that are strange today. One is, if you look outside, you'll see it's pouring with rain. And the second strange thing is that I'm not Father Kevin. Or maybe that's the first strange thing. But Father Kevin, due to this wild weather, is stuck in Gympie in the time-honoured way that Gympie people know about. And so, as of this morning, I'll be leading your worship today. So that's that out of the way. Let's just start our service today by acknowledging the traditional custodians of this land, the Gabi Gabi people, and extending our thanks to their elders, past, present, and emerging, for their care of this country. Let us now begin our worship with some beautiful worship songs. So stand, sit, but sing your hearts out.
Love is a strong and mighty fortress. Praise your voice now. No love is greater. Who can stand against us if our God is for us? Even when I stumble, even when I fall, even when I turn back, still your love is sure. You will not abandon. You'll cheer me on with never-ending grace. Sing with joy now, our God is for us. The Father's love is a strong and mighty fortress. Praise your voice now, no love is greater. Who can stand against us if our God is for us? The height nor depth can separate us. Hell and death will not defeat us. He who gave his son to free us holds me in his love. Neither height nor depth can separate us. Hell and death will not. Son to free.
be in His love. Sing with joy now, our God is for us. The Father's love is a strong and mighty fortress. Raise your voice now, no love is greater. Who can stand against us if our God is for us? Sing with joy now, our God is for us. The Father's love is a strong and mighty fortress. Raise your voice now, no love is greater. Who can stand against us if our God is for us?
She gathered, mended and whole, empty-handed, but not forsaken. I've been set free. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Ooh, I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Oh, I can see you now. Oh, I can see the light. Of death, raising up the broken to life. You take our failure. You take our weakness. You set your treasure in jars of clay. So take this heart, Lord, I'll be your vessel. The world to see your life in me. Oh, amazing grace, how sweet that saved a wretch like me. Ooh, I once was lost, but now I am found. Was blind, but now I see. Oh, I can see you now. Oh, I can see the love. Self down, raising up the broken to life.
Sweet the sound that saved.
blind, but now I see. Oh, I can see. See the love in your eyes, laying yourself down, raising up the broken to life.
You call me out upon the waters, the great unknown, where feet may fail. And there I find you in the mystery, in oceans deep, my faith will stand. Rise, my soul will rest in your embrace, for I am yours. You are mine. Your grace abounds in deepest waters. Sovereign hand will be my guide. My feet may fail and fear surrounds me. You've never failed and you won't stop now. So I will call upon your name. Rise, my soul will rest in your embrace, for I am yours, and you are mine.
Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters, wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith would be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith would be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Presence of my Savior. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made strong presence of my Savior. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made strong of my Savior. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. And take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith would be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. My soul will rest in your embrace. I am yours, and you are mine.
The Lord be with you. We are the body of Christ. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let us share the peace with each other, yes, in a COVID-friendly manner.
The reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, verses 15 to 30. People were also bringing babies to Jesus to have him touch them. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. But Jesus called the children to him and said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." A certain ruler asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. "No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not give false testimony. Honor your father and mother. All these I have kept since I was a boy, he said. When Jesus heard this, he said to him, you still lack one thing. Sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. When he heard this, he became very sad because he was a man of great wealth. Jesus looked at him and said, how hard is it for the rich to enter the kingdom of God? Indeed, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Those who heard this asked, who then can be saved? Jesus replied, what is impossible with men is possible with God. Peter said to him, we have left all we had to follow you. I tell you the truth, Jesus said to them, no one who has left home or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God will fail to receive many times as much in this age and in the age to come, eternal life. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
You'll all be pleased to know that this morning at 6 o'clock, Kevin sent me through his sermon. So the words that I will speak to you today are Kevin's words, not mine. And I hope that you will find them a blessing to you. I'm sure you're all familiar with the song, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Yep, I'm not going to sing it. My voice is nothing like Kevin's, so I'm not going to go there. So I wonder how that song would go if it was sung by a bunch of birds. If you're happy and you know it, flap your wings, maybe, yeah? What about a puppy? What would it be? If you're happy and you know it, wag your tail. You've already read this, haven't you? If you're happy and you know it, wag your tail. Well, here's a little story about a puppy that noticed that whenever he was happy, his tail wagged. So he decided that the secret to happiness was his tail. And he said this to the older dog in the house, the best thing for the puppy is happiness, and happiness is in my tail. So what I'm going to do is chase it, and when I catch it, I'll have happiness. And the old dog replied, yes, when I was a pup, I thought that happiness was in my tail as well. Since I have become older, I have learned that if I chase my tail, it keeps getting away. I can never catch it, however fast I run. I have noticed, however, that as I go for a walk, my tail goes with me and comes everywhere with me. So happiness is in my tail, but it follows me wherever I go instead of me having to catch it by chasing it. That by way of introduction to our gospel reading. Where were the dogs in the gospel reading? But wait. In the story today from Luke's gospel, we have a young man who is wealthy, apparently very wealthy. He is also very earnest in spiritual matters. He's plainly a respected man in the community. And he comes to Jesus with a burning question on his heart. Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Most of the wealthy religious people who asked Jesus similar questions in public were trying to trick him into making a politically dangerous statement. You know the ones. Should we pay taxes to Caesar? Why do your disciples pluck grain on the Sabbath? This woman was caught in the very act of adultery. Shouldn't we stone her as Moses directed? But in today's gospel, this wasn't a trick question. The man was asking a fair dinkum question. He really wanted to know the answer. When people get asked this question today, the answer is often like this. You go to heaven if you do good, and you go to the other place if you don't. Right? Eternal life is seen as a reward for the good things we do on earth. Some 750 years earlier, the prophet Isaiah had proclaimed, "But all our righteous acts are like filthy rags." And the young man would have been well aware of this from his studies of the Torah. So he's obviously hungry for spiritual guidance. Jesus doesn't muck around. He comes right to the point. He tests him on the Ten Commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not give false testimony, honor your father and your mother. And quick as a flash, the man answers, "Yep, check those boxes, done all that since I was a kid. Good for me, hey." You can almost hear Jesus thinking, okay. Well, we need to accept that this is probably what he would have been taught. Obey all these rules to the letter and you're home and hose. Everything will be sweet. However, that's not what Jesus said in his Sermon on the Mount. He told the crowds that they were as good as committing adultery by lusting in their hearts, were as good as actually committing murder just by getting really angry. When Jesus heard the man's answer, he said to him, "You still lack one thing. Sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then, so after that, come and follow me." At that time, wealth and good health were considered proof positive of God's favor. The man would have thought, "What a weird thing Jesus is proposing. Exchange all my wealth, proof of God's blessing and favor to me on earth, just for the promise of the kingdom of God." Throughout the centuries, people have tried to buy their way into God's good graces, the selling of indulgences, for example, and the church readily obliged. Many of the world's most beautiful cathedrals and churches are inscribed with the names of generous benefactors, always adding to the greater glory of God, of course. But Jesus wasn't after the man's money. He wanted him, all of him, exclusively. Have you noticed that the more money some people have, the more they think they need, and the more they strive to gain it and retain it? As it says in the first letter to Timothy, "For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many grief." Big clarification point here. Money and wealth in themselves are not problems. It's the love and obsession of them. Then they become gods, outranking the one true and living God. But money isn't really what Jesus is asking the young man to give up. Either we control these things or they control us. Jesus' words can tend to make us squirm a bit. It does sound ridiculous, really, for everyone to sell what they have. It would result in a total breakdown of society as we know it. But we must ask ourselves this: have I fully surrendered myself to Jesus? All of me? The wealthy ruler believed that he was fully obeying the first commandment, "You shall have no other gods before me," from Exodus 20. But he wasn't. Plainly, he loved his money and his wealth more. So he walked sadly away. Jesus didn't chase after him. He had to let him go. He had made his decision. brothers and sisters, if there is something, anything, that you're clinging on to like a magnet does to iron filings, or worse still, maybe that it is clinging to you like it possesses you, dealing with that is the first step, a vital first step for followers of Jesus. Like the camel that can't get through the eye of the needle, why it has all the baggage on its back, we too must deal with our love of unnecessary baggage to fully inherit the kingdom. So don't be like the puppy chasing its tail in search of happiness. Look for God. See him in the place you are now. Walk closely with him, and happiness, like the dog's wagging tail, will follow you wherever you go. Amen. Lord, may your words spoken today guide our path this week and help us to turn our lives and focus onto you and you alone. In the name of Jesus, amen. We believe in one God who made and loves all that is. We believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was born, lived, died, and rose again, and is coming to call all to account. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who calls, equips, and sends out God's people, and brings all things to their true end. This is our faith, the faith of the Church. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. Thank you, Father, for being our Creator and our rock. We thank you for Jesus, for your great sacrifice to allow us to have the freedom and life that we have, and to let us show you our gratitude through our praise, worship, and prayers. We are so thankful that we can worship you openly and without persecution in this country. May we always remember these blessings, especially when we think of those who are unable to celebrate you publicly, or for those who do and are mistreated or oppressed because of their faith in you. We pray for your protection upon these, your children, that they may overcome injustice, to be able to continue to worship and praise you as we so freely can. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for many areas of this world where people are facing hardship and war. Particularly, we pray for those in Ukraine and Russia. Lord, please heal their hearts and their land and bring about peace. We pray for those who are suffering from other hardships, especially natural disasters around the world and in the recent flooding here in Australia. This weather we are facing is so harsh. Please keep us and all people safe. Please protect all people and creatures from harm and help them through these difficult times. For many around this world and in our local community who are suffering from homelessness, please give to these people a bed to lay their head and a plate of food to feed their hunger. Lord, we thank you for the blessing of our HTK community breakfast and food bank teams who give to those in need. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus, we pray for our country, and we thank you for those who serve in leadership from federal to state to local government. Give our leaders the wisdom they need to make the right decisions for our nation. May they act justly and be people who are concerned with your concerns, Father God. May we love mercy, walk humbly, and act with integrity in all that they do. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Holy Father, we pray for your church in the world and for your HTK church here in Kawana Waters. We thank you for Father Steve, who leads us here and teaches us your promises and your truth. We thank you for Kalenda, who supports him and us, and we ask that you will bless them both and encourage them in this ministry. We are grateful for our retired ministers and our lay people who provide support at HGK, knowing that your love continues to flow through them all. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Lord God, we pray for those who are dealing with loss. Please provide comfort to those who mourn or are alone. We pray for those facing sickness or injury and for those who support them, that they are full of compassion and strength. For those who are finding things tough physically, Lord, give them strength. For those who are finding things tough emotionally, Lord, give them courage. For anyone in financial insecurity, guide them along the right path, remove their fears and replace them with faith. Give us all confidence in the power of your grace, that even when we are dealing with difficulties, we may put our whole trust in you and believe. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Please help us to live and love together in a way that brings glory to your name. May the word of Christ dwell in us, teaching us in all wisdom. Whatever we do in word and deed, may we do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, who taught us to pray. Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
We were waiting without hope, without light, till from heaven you came running. There was mercy in your eyes to fulfill the law and prophets. To a virgin came the word from a throne of endless glory to a cradle in the dirt. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one. God of glory, majesty, praise forever to the King of Kings. The lost, to redeem the whole creation, you did not despise the cross. For even in your suffering, you saw to the other side, knowing this was our salvation. Jesus, for us, if you died. Stone was moved for good, for the Lamb had conquered death, and the
the dead rose from their tombs, and the angels stood in awe, for the souls of all who'd come to the Father are restored. And the church of Christ was born, then the Spirit lit the flame, now this gospel truth of old shall not kneel, shall not faint, but by his blood and in his name, in his freedom I am free. For the love of Jesus Christ, who has resurrected me.
Forever to the King of Kings.